I was trying to stress to the women that it's very important how you package and how you process your mushrooms to sell them in a way that's both sanitary and also in a way that is eye-catching. So what we did is I gave every woman some soap to wash her hands before, and we did a short talk about how to keep things clean while you're handling mushrooms that will be sold to the public. And we also talked a bit about marketing and having a nice label that says from the forest that we collected it from, that it was harvested by women and that they had formed this group to generate some income for their families. So what we're doing is basically trying to empower the women to start their business and make it something that can be sustained in the future.
Sustainability, the word we talk a lot about in development circles, but have so little, if any, to show off about. A very difficult concept to achieve. Meg agrees, but is set to achieve it nevertheless.
It's a very difficult thing, sustainability, and we use the word very often. But for myself, there's small ways that you can ensure sustainability that I'm trying to do with the women here. First of all, it takes motivation and it takes knowledge. If these women had no idea how to find mushrooms or what mushrooms to find, then we would not have a business in the first place. So that traditional knowledge is there. So that's something that they can pass on to their children, and their children can therefore sustain the business as far as maintaining that sense of knowledge and sense of guardianship towards the bush.
One of the elements of sustainability, according to Meg, is to be able to know the measurements. How much or how many are you selling, and how much money will it fetch?
Well, that also ties into sustainability. We're using our creativity to create these packaged goods. For instance, the scale that we use to measure is the same scale that they measure the children every month for the early development, maintaining their weight every month, and as you know. So what I do is I alone did not measure those bags, but we made sure there was one woman in the group that knew very well how to measure. And she can in turn teach others in the future or measure alone the next time.
When you sit here in this village, mm-hmm. you look around at what is happening. What do you think the outside world can do to help the people in the village so that in future they can be self-sufficient?
Well, I think that's a problem, actually, is looking to the outside world instead of looking within. Women here are very strong, stronger than a lot of women that I've seen in America. And I think they have to recognize that within themselves, to see that they are not alone, and they also are not unable to be self-reliant. They have the traditional knowledge, and they have the strength and the togetherness to make some very wonderful things accomplished here. And I think they need someone maybe from the outside like myself to recognize that in them and try to empower them to be more self-sufficient.
Meg Favio, a Peace Corps volunteer resident in Zitani village in the outskirts of Chimaliro Forest in Kasungu district. Meanwhile, there are less unprocessed mushrooms for sale by the roadside in the area because the women have seen the value of processing their product. They are happier and can sing praises about their newly acquired knowledge.